Any good morning. Time for a check of sports here on Albert Lea Radio. From the Americana Insurance Press Box, I'm Aaron Worm. Well, prep sports kind of officially starts today with the first regular season matchup for our area. Girls tennis. Albert Lea is going to travel to Mankato East Tennis Courts. Tigers will face Mankato West at 9. They will face Winona at 11. Just peeking ahead to tomorrow in girls tennis, USC is going to compete in a triangular at Glencoe Silver Lake against the host team, Sibley East and Blue Earth. That will start at 9. And also tomorrow in volleyball, Northwood Kensett, they're at Riceville. That will start at 7. Albert Lea Tiger football is going to host the first annual Tiger Football Scrimmage Jamboree coming up this Saturday at the Gus beginning at 9 a.m. Now, Blooming Prairie, Austin, and New Addition, Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons will attend. Now, Albert Lea is going to scrimmage Blooming Prairie at 9, Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons at 10:15, and Austin at 11:30. Now, lunch will be served in the plaza for $10 or $12. It will be served until approximately 1:30 or when all the athletes get fed. Pork sandwiches, coleslaw, chips, cookie, and a bottle of water. Now, concessions will also be available throughout the morning. This event is open to the public at no charge for admission. Now, the field house will be open for the public after the scrimmage for folks to come look around. Now, Coach Paul Dunn will be available for questions following the scrimmage. The event is hosted by the Tiger Football Boosters, and again, it's coming up this Saturday at the Gus beginning at 9 a.m. Well, the Yankees and the Twins. No game yesterday in the Bronx. They were postponed before Tropical Storm Henry hit the tri-state area. Now, the two teams will make up the game on Monday afternoon, September 13th. The Yankees did win the first three games of the series. Twins are off today. They'll start a three-game series in Boston coming up tomorrow. Speaking of the Red Sox, their game with the Rangers was postponed in Boston as Tropical Storm Henry approached. That game has been rescheduled for this afternoon. Atlanta with a 3-1 victory over the Orioles in Baltimore. Baltimore has now lost 18 in a row. That's the longest skid in the majors since the Royals dropped 19 back in 2005. The Phillies, they still trail the NL East leading Braves by 5 games. Rhys Hoskins homered twice in his return from the injured list as the Phillies won at San Diego 7-4. Tyler Naquin hit 2 of the Reds' 3 solo homers as they downed the Marlins yesterday 3-1. Other baseball scores, the Brewers, they whipped the Nationals 7-3. Brew Crew still up by 7.5 games over Cincinnati in the NL Central. Adam Wainwright allowed 2 hits and 8 masterful innings as the Cardinals got their first win in 3 games. They beat the Pirates 3-0. Javier Baez returned from an 11-game injury absence, and he laced an RBI double in the first inning as the Mets avoided a 4-game sweep. They beat the Dodgers 7-2. The Giants were able to extend their lead in the NL West to 2.5 games over the Dodgers as they beat the Athletics 2-1. The Mariners, they beat the Astros yesterday 6-3. The Rays, they took the rubber match of the 3-game series against the Chicago White Sox as they beat Chicago 9-0. Detroit, the Tigers, they knocked off the Blue Jays 5-3 in 11 innings as Miguel Cabrera became the 28th Major League player to hit 500 home runs. The 38-year-old Cabrera connected on a 1-1 pitch from left-hander Steven Matz in the 6th. The Cleveland Indians, they got a 3-0 win over the Angels in the Little League Classic at Williamsport, Pennsylvania. Now, Cal Quantrill was brilliant over 7 innings, allowing just 2 hits and 2 walks while striking out 9. Andrew Benintendi drove in 3 runs, and the Royals completed a 3-game sweep. They clobbered the Cubbies 9-1. Dalton Varsho smacked a 3-run homer and finished a single short of hitting for the cycle as the Diamondbacks, they win at Colorado 8-4. The Tampa Bay Rays have placed slugger Nelson Cruz on the COVID-19 injured list. Now, the 41-year-old Cruz was acquired from Minnesota last month. He is hitting .198 with 7 homers and 18 RBIs in 24 games with Tampa Bay. White Sox star shortstop Tim Anderson was out of the starting lineup for the second consecutive game on Sunday against Tampa Bay due to leg soreness and fatigue. Now, manager Tony La Russa says Anderson is just sore and not hurt. He could return for Monday night's game at Toronto. Anderson is hitting .303 with 14 homers and 51 RBIs. Hockey Hall of Famer Rod Gilbert has died at the age of 80. Now, Gilbert spent his entire career with the New York Rangers from 1962 to 1977, putting up big numbers despite a spinal fusion. He was the team's all-time scoring leader when he was released by the team, finishing with 406 goals and 1,021 points. The team did not provide details of Joubert's death. Ryan Blaney was the winner of Sunday's NASCAR Cup race at Michigan International Speedway. Now, Blaney took the lead from William Byron on a late restart and bobbed and weaved his way across the final seven laps. Now, Blaney edged Byron by 0.077 seconds. That's the closest finish on the two-mile track since electronic scoring began. And that's Checka Sports here on Kate Radio. Again, no Twins baseball today. They got the day off. Three-game series at Boston. That starts tomorrow. From the Americana Insurance Press Box for Kate Radio Sports, I'm Aaron Worm.